Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of St. Raymond Penafort. He lived around the same time that St. Thomas Aquinas did in the 1200s, and all he really wanted to do throughout his whole life was just praise God in solitude and learn more about God. But he had a gift of great learning and intelligence, and God needed him to use this for the propagation of the faith and to help others to save their souls. When he was in his early 20s, he became a teacher of philosophy at a school in Barcelona, which was a very prominent school at that time, and he continued in this position for about 20 years or a little more, and it wasn't until he was in his 40s that he joined the Dominican Order. It must have been a little strange to see someone of his prominence, learning, and age with the young Dominican novices washing the dishes and such, but the years that he spent there were probably the happiest years of his life, for there he could focus mainly on the salvation of his soul. Eventually he was ordained a priest and became the confessor of King James of Aragon and St. Peter Nolasco. If you remember, these two, along with St. Raymond, started the Order of Our Lady of Ransom for the ransoming of slaves, mostly Catholic slaves, who were taken captive by the Moors. By the preaching of these two saints, St. Raymond and St. Peter Nolasco, they were able to turn the hearts of the Catholics in the places they went to, both those Catholics who were taken captive and those who were still free. They were able to turn their hearts back to God and establish them in a more fervent faith. It almost seemed that this is what God was wanting and why he was punishing the Catholics in those areas with the invasion of the Moors, for soon after they turned back to him, soon after the preaching of these two saints, the Moors were driven out of those countries. Along with the duty of preaching and all of the other things connected with starting that order, St. Raymond had many other things to do as well. Pope Gregory IX made St. Raymond his personal chaplain and confessor, and the one that he would go to for advice when he had difficult matters that would come to him as the sovereign pontiff. At one point, the Pope tried to make St. Raymond bishop of the city of a city in Aragon, but St. Raymond was so sorrowful at such an important position that he got sick and the Pope had to choose someone else. There's also the famous story of St. Raymond and his cloak. King James of Aragon, who I mentioned earlier, at one point he took St. Raymond to an island with him so that he could help in starting to grow the faith there, which St. Raymond was very pleased to do. He was always happy to help to spread the faith. However, though King James was rather a pious ruler and a Catholic, he still had a couple of defects, and one of them was that he brought a lady to live with him on the island whom he was not married to. And St. Raymond, who was trying to help the king overcome such things, told him, when he found out the situation on the island, he told the king that she had to leave or that he would. The king refused both and prevented anyone from taking St. Raymond across to the mainland. So St. Raymond, full of trust in God, placed his cloak on the water and made the sign of the cross and stepped on. By this means, he was taken back to Barcelona. I'm not sure if this was a sufficient miracle to make the king amend his ways or not, but I imagine it helped. And when St. Raymond died, he was on good terms with King James. We see in many of the lives of the saints, most of them in fact, the great works that they did, the miracles they worked, and in the case of the martyrs, how strong they were in standing up for their faith. But Often there is a point in the saint's life that we might overlook where they spent time working on themselves. This was surely the case for St. Raymond when he was in the Dominican monastery as a novice. He learned from there how to conquer his own passions and defects. I don't believe he had that many, but in any case, so that he would be a reliable instrument in God's hands. We probably won't get a chance like that to work on ourselves, and that is why we want to spend some time every day in prayer. That's why the Church encourages daily prayer and a little spiritual reading if we can manage it, so that we can learn how to overcome our own defects and to save our souls. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.